This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A shooting at East High School in Denver has left two faculty members injured. Here's CPR's Ben Marcus.
At around 10 a.m., Denver police reported a shooting at East High School. Denver Public Schools reported that East went on lockdown and that two adult faculty members were transported to area hospitals. One is in serious but stable condition. The other is in critical condition and is undergoing surgery. A student has been implicated in the shooting. They're not in custody, but DPD knows their identity. DPS said that it would start a controlled release of students. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
And we'll have updates throughout the day as this story develops and find more at Denverite.com. State regulators say banks in Colorado are in solid position, but people who want to know more about their bank's vulnerability can take specific steps. Economist Tatiana Bailey recommends consumers look at their bank's online annual reports to find bank deposits from the past 2 years.
And then go to your bank and ask the question, how much money has been taken out of your bank recently? What proportion of your total capital, your total assets, do you have as cash on hand?
The Federal Reserve will decide whether to raise interest rates again today. Previous raises have contributed to the international turmoil in the financial sector. Workers from at least four Starbucks in Colorado walked off the job this morning. They're part of a national unionization effort by baristas, and today's walkout coincides with the company's Founders Day holiday. The employees say Starbucks has unfairly delayed contract negotiations for months. The affected stores include two in Metro Denver, one in Colorado Springs, and one in the Boulder County suburb of Superior. Starbucks says it respects workers' rights to protest and that the affected store should reopen tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.